Okay, you could hear yourself?
Yes, I can hear
And I could hear myself, so we'll edit out this in post.
Ooh, fancy.
Okay, Radio Statler listeners, we have Stereo Semantics in the studio with us.
Hello, hello.
Hello. So, I need to let everyone know how bitter I am. Okay, so first we have to discuss the TV show Connections.
Yes, okay.
So, it was a British TV show.
British TV show.
I have no idea how I saw it, probably on PBS.
Yeah.
And the way the show works is a presenter would give you some type of technology, like something weird, like Jell-O or air conditioners or whatever. And then, through the course of the show, he'd make one connection to another through inventor or related technology, till all of a sudden you're looking at something completely unrelated. Like, I remember there was like a World War II one where someone went from like fertilizer to us landing on the moon, and it was just so cool. So, could you tell our listeners how that ties into your music?
Right, cool. So Stereo Semantics is a show I've been running for like, 6 years now, I think. And I generate playlists based on the frame of a source song and then a cover of that song by a different band, and then build a graph between them using DBpedia links, and which are Wikipedia links between them. So like, this guy was the guitarist for this band, and then he moved to this band, and then there's another pseudo-related song that has a similar genre or theme. And I control it with a couple of different parameters to keep it trim so that it's hopefully within the hour slot that I have. But the theme for today's show is circles, because Circle of Hope. And I'm also throwing in a lot of privacy security Easter eggs because we're at Hope, so it felt appropriate.
So in this case, when you generated your playlist, would you have like multiple keywords and it would kind of work around those?
Yes, yes. Usually I have one main keyword and then the plurals of that and then whatever like translations in a couple of different languages are, because I try to introduce other like
genres around the world.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so one more quick question, then we'll get into your set. We'll give you like 55 minutes. Before we walked in, you were going to tell me about like some of the weirdest connections you've seen between two songs.
Wow. Well, I think I mentioned the Dante's Inferno one, but usually there's like some kind of lyrical meaning or connections you can draw between people and their, not just the title and substance of their songs, but also the lyrics they use, which Wikipedia actually fleshes out in a couple of different artists' work. And so I think a band I'm going to play today, actually, The Books, which if you don't know them, it's a duo that kind of does a lot of, I think they call it aleatoric music, so it's like super weird and doesn't really have a genre, and everything they do is super distinct, but they have probably the broadest connection, like graph connections that I've ever seen for an artist. So when I run it, they usually come up in some capacity.
Like and the Kevin Bacon of bands?
Yeah, they're just the Kevin Bacon. They're like the 6 degrees away from everything, or maybe less. So they're pretty dope, and I've had them as like a kind of Easter egg in running in all of the seasons. So there's one book song at least in every season, which is about 6 episodes. And the connections are wild because the dudes that do it are just so like over erudite, it's uncomfortable sometimes. And every song that they make is like 8 minutes long, but is packed with all of these references. And it's overwhelming to listen to. I think I recommend all of their albums to everybody. But they probably have provided the most interesting connections to lots of different artists. And they're also super discreet. Like, their Wikipedia page isn't even that flush, but the kind of stuff that they put up about their music and all of the links that people have cross-linked into Wikipedia about
them. The references just spider out.
Yeah, it's just mad. So, yeah, I would say that they have the most rich ones. And I'll let you do your searches and your web crawls to find the coolest things about them. But Lemon of Pink is a great album. You should listen to that from them. I'm going to play a little bit of a lesser known one today, which I also recommend. And it's my only foreign language song today. So I'll get to that, and you should stay tuned to hear the links.
Okay. We'll get started in a second. Just can you let our listeners know what the first song they're starting with is?
Totes. It's Private Eyes by Hall & Oates from their remastered version.
Okay.